Hello and welcome to Focus on Licking County. I'm Buckeye Country 107.7. I'm News Director Dave Doney, joined today by my broadcast partner Joel Riley and our special guests, Mary Ann Christ and John Gilliam with the Downtown Newark Association. All right, John, real quick before we get in Downtown Newark Association, you came in and we both looked at each other like, hey, you look familiar. I was down at the archive, at the arcade, you and your wife own that. You own Ohio True. You've got stuff over at the Works, Second Street Market. Dude, you find a little time to rest and relax?
No, everybody says that. No, we moved out here about 5 years ago, and, you know, we just really fell in love with the area. You know, there's certain different people that you kind of get to know first, and you walk down the street, and they're like, oh, hey, John, hey, how's it going? And, you know, we just really love the people, love the area. We always say we're never moving again. We're so blessed to be in the area. Like, Newark specifically, but honestly, like, all of Licking County, like, it's just, everybody's great out here. Mm-hmm. It's we love the lifestyle.
What is it about it that makes it like that? Because a lot of people, it's for different things. I mean, some folks love to live here because of the trails. Some folks love the downtown Newark. Some folks love the rural aspect of Licking County. Is there something that drew you that you said, this is where we want to be?
Yeah, I think it's a little bit of all that. But honestly, I think for me, mostly it's the people. Like, it's the community aspect. Like, you know, Mary Ann here at the Midland, right? Like, walking down the sidewalks of downtown Newark, and then Mary Ann's walking maybe out of the coffee shop, and you're like, hey, Mary Ann, and you just have that conversation. Like, where we lived before, that doesn't happen. Mm-hmm. And so that, for us, I think that was just magical in a lot of ways.
Been in the arcade now for a while. As I mentioned, we were down there at the archive. I highly suggest folks go down there. It's a good time. But what have you seen so far since the arcade has opened? Obviously, you know, it takes a little while to build that excitement. But, I mean, what have you been seeing?
Yeah, no, it's honestly, it's kind of a magical space. Because if you think about where else are you going to be able to put 20 businesses into one area within a few months of each other, and just, I mean, that's a lot of businesses that open all in one time frame. There's more things that are opening. We have some restaurants down the path. The ice cream parlor just opened up. So lots of foot traffic, lots of excitement, lots of nostalgia. People, you know, I literally had somebody come in the other month and was like, hey, this was my grandpa's barbershop back in whenever that was, and she was telling me how she used to sweep the floors. And so it's just really cool to hear all those stories and people connect, and then they also are so excited to see, like, the renovation and the newness and just a resurgence of what it's becoming now.
Well, and you're taking, partly it's you're taking care of history because of that community aspect. I mean, my mom and dad used to hang out in the arcade way back in the day, and I told her we were down there for Cinco de Mayo, and it was back open, and I sent her pictures, and she's like, oh my gosh. And then she starts telling me stories about what they used to do there and all that stuff. So the old regime likes it because you're taking care of the past, but the new regime likes it because, hey, it's fresh again.
Yeah.
This is something cool and new, and you're blending right in.
And there's not much, I mean, there's not much like it, especially around us. I will tell you, everybody goes, when somebody walks in and I see him go right for the basement, I'm going to tell you right now, you can't, there's nothing down there. It's just storage. I always know what's happening when someone goes right for the stairs.
Pro tip, avoid the basement.
Don't go down there, you may not come back up.
There's restrooms, that's about it.
Mary Ann, you've been a part of this community for a long time. What's it mean for you and for the Midland to see this now? It's just another great place for folks to stop maybe before they come over to see you guys.
Absolutely. It's fantastic. And like, you know, John was saying, it's gorgeous. I love going. When we had in the winter, there was the farmer's market that was there and it was packed. You go down and see the whole community coming and getting, you know, fresh fruits and meats and breads. And it was very cool. And I believe the arcade was, the arcade was actually built. It was the third in Ohio. And right now it's the third left in Ohio. There's only three left. Hmm. So that was kind of cool. But just to see the detail and the architect, and, you know, the Sullivan building is going to be finished soon. And Explore Licking County will be moving in, and that will be their new home. Just all of the new things. There's a new owner, Mariposa, and met with him last week. And he's just so excited about all of the new things happening downtown and all the growth and everything exploding downtown. Mm-hmm.
Well, and you're that, we've said it before, the Midland's kind of that cornerstone, you, the work. works. You talk about some of the different things. I mean, you talked about it was funny when you were talking about restoration and historic. I thought, well, she knows a little something about that. Midland Theater, but it is amazing.
It is. It's we're 96 years in right now, so in 4 years we're going to have a big party. But we're very, very, very fortunate to be down on the square. You know, we say we are independently owned, an independently owned nonprofit organization, but we truly say that we belong to the community, because without the community we would be nothing. And they truly support us and give back and come, and we've just an amazing gathering space. Mm-hmm. We're talking about gathering space. That's why, you know, the DNA does so many things that we do to combine and celebrate all the things downtown.
How'd you get involved? Was it simply that with the Downtown Newark Association, you just knew, obviously, you're down there, you want to get involved, but maybe talk a little bit about kind of that partnership with all the different businesses to try to get folks and say, okay, here's what some of the great things we're doing down here.
Absolutely. So the meetings are at the library. They're the first Tuesdays of the month, 8 a.m. in the big meeting place at the library. And to go in, and they've actually had to add tables because the room has just expanded and there's so many members there. People are welcome to bring guests, but it's truly a room of getting together. The speakers are great. We hear about all the updates that are going on in our community. Everybody introduces themselves at the beginning of the meeting, and the meeting finishes with people giving updates about their organizations. So it really is all the what you need to know and who you need to know in the community. Mm-hmm. And it really started as everybody downtown in a business organization. It has really expanded to more than just the four corners of down on the square.
If I remember right, you guys used to meet in one of the churches. Because I remember going to one of the meetings.
Yes.
And then, so that ought to tell you. And the library is a great, that's another hub.
It's fantastic.
A great place to do that. Was it for you, John, was it, you know, I want to get involved with that Downtown Newark Association right away?
Yeah, so when we opened Second Street, I was kind of telling you guys earlier, like we kind of got a little bit more involved, started to know like Marianne, like Fred Ernest and his family, different people like that. And, you know, we just kind of, we just heard about it and we're like, oh, like, you know, we're kind of all in kind of people. We're either all in something or we're like, I don't have the time. And that was what we picked to, you know, we really wanted to get involved and we really wanted to kind of contribute to exactly all the reasons that we loved the downtown area already. Mm-hmm. And then all you got to know all the people and it just kind of seemed like a no-brainer. Just really, really good people. Business owners, different organizations. I mean, I think we have 130-ish something members at the moment. The last meeting, like Marion was saying, like people were sitting along the wall. Some people were standing. We were all kind of looking at each other like, wow, there's a lot of people here. So that's good. It's the buzz, right? So it's like it's been a long, you know, Howard Long at the Historical Society will tell you, like, you guys have worked really hard to get to where you're at now, and it's been a slow burn, but it's now you're starting to see the results of the energy starting to come to life. And around town, as you look around, you can kind of see that energy and then all the pride and energy all these, you know, organization and business owners have too. It's all kind of all going together to kind of create all this buzz.
Well, it seems like it's a great time for that too, because more and more you read people like communities that you can walk to everything. I mean, there's grocery, there's entertainment, there's places to eat. You got public transit now that's kind of cycling through. And so it really is. I mean, the timing for this kind of renaissance has really been pretty great.
Yeah, I would agree. And I mean, you know, Mayor Hall and his team obviously have done a lot to kind of help get us there too. And you know, Marianne was talking about how you get to learn updates and things. So the city's always there, the police are there. And so they always talk about the things that are in the future. So it's kind of really cool to kind of get, like, as a business owner, as a community member, it's kind of cool to get the glimpse of, like, here's where we're going, and you can kind of see what's happening. And then you're kind of, okay, that's cool. Like they were talking about the high speed rail, you know, Newark being a hub in, you know, 10 years or something. And it's like, okay, I could go to Cleveland in like 30 minutes or 40 minutes or something. That's kind of cool. But yeah, we're definitely excited for the energy. Really excited. Really, for me, it's all about that community aspect. And that's kind of like, we're talking about the DNA. That's kind of like me and Marianne are on the events committee. So we do Final Fridays. We partner with the city to do Safe Trick or Treat. And then let's see, what other ones? Chocolate Walk, Wonderland Walk, just a lot of fun community events that are free and that are downtown.
These are just great events that are taking place, oddly enough, on the final Friday of each month. But I mean,
weird.
These are a lot of fun.
Who came up with that?
Oh, I bet that was Marianne. But
like,
these are some great events.
How can we make this easier? No, yeah, appreciate you. So Final Fridays, we have June, July, and August. So it is the final Friday. It always starts at 4 o'clock, runs till 7. This year we have over 45 vendors currently signed up for all those. And we're changing it up a little bit this year. So we partnered with the Mayor's Concert Series. So Mayor Jeff Hall and the Final Fridays are coming together. So we're going to be on the South Park Place on that side of the courthouse. And then we're going to kind of use that alleyway between the Canal Market and the square and kind of make like an H. If you include the market, the Canal Market there, and kind of go down the alleyway and then right across the side of the lawn there, bringing it all together a little closer, kind of really bring, you know, get some excitement going, get people a little closer so they don't have to walk everywhere, get the music going, just lots of fun, different vendors that are going to be out there.
So you'll have vendors down the alleyway?
Yep.
Oh, cool. Very
so
nice.
So it was kind of, if you think about it, it would kind of connect the Canal Market and the square.
Yeah, very nice. Now, see, that to me, that makes a lot of sense because, I mean, you got the alleyway. You can walk. You can go back and forth to the farmer's market. I mean, that seems to me to make a lot of sense. So, again, there's always themes for these. So what are some of the themes that you guys are having? Or is it just going to be Final Friday?
The events committee got together, and we listened to the kind of different community members and things. And so we got rid of the themes, per se. And really, that was to encourage more people to come out and join. So sometimes when you have a theme one way or the other, only certain people might show up. This was more like, hey, it's a sale. People out there, if you wanted to buy maybe some baked bread, some candles, things like that, or if you wanted to, you know, have a historical tent like Howard and his team's coming out. So it really too is encompass more people and not really limit who would show up. So it's kind of, you're going to get kind of, you know, this year you're going to get kind of both. So when you, if you would come to a theme last year, you're still going to get that. Those people are still going to be there, but you're also going to get maybe a little bit more of the craft fair shopping experience, street fair, if you will, at the same time. So it kind of covers all the bases, if you will. That was kind of our goal, is to get a little bit more people to participate and more people to come and participate in that way.
Well, that kind of goes with your theme, too. I mean, Marianne, earlier you said the Downtown Newark Association used to be very square-centric, and now it's kind of expanding out. So that just kind of is a variation on a theme.
Absolutely. So the goal of the DNA was previously to bring people downtown. Mm-hmm. And we feel like the city has met that goal. People are downtown. So now our goal is to continue to give them different things to do. So really bridging between the, you know, piggybacking on things that are already happening. So bridging between the Canal Market, bringing arts and crafts, and bringing people down to the arcade, get a drink down at, you know, 1922 and Mariposa and all the great places, or come see a show. So bringing people down and giving them a lot more opportunities to do things.
And then I would say, just a shameless plug, you said get a drink in 1922.
Archive, I'm sorry.
I wasn't even going to say that. I was just going to say, you know, the Dora, right? Mm-hmm. Like, we have such a beautiful downtown. We have all the restaurants, bars have the opportunity and the option to do Dora cups. So what a great opportunity on those Final Fridays or the market. Get a Dora cup from wherever your favorite spot is and just walk around.
And you want to specify what Dora stands for, so people that don't understand Dora?
Designated Outdoor Refreshment Area.
How popular has that been? I know, Marianne, you were here when the city started to talk about it, and I covered those city council meetings. There were a lot of folks where you're going to have a bunch of drunkards walking around. This is going to be a mess. How are you going to do this? This has really been well received.
It really has. So I'm on the Dora board, and we discussed, you know, when we first rolled out Dora, and it was to help during COVID to bring people outside when people were not able to gather inside. And we tried doing it on just the Fridays and then Saturdays, and then we had a couple sipping strolls, and it became that we were making too many rules and it was defeating the purpose. So now Dora is every day 10 to 10 and makes it really easy for those that are consuming and those that are selling. There's a lot of businesses that do have like a Sunday brunch, so you can grab a beverage and walk around downtown. We have Dora-friendly businesses that you can go in and shop with your Dora cup if they do not, you know, offer different beverages. So it's really cool to see people more out and about, walking around, enjoying it. There have not been any instances of any situations where it's become a problem.
Yeah, I heard these people, Tom, like, it's no different than just, you know, you're leaving a bar, you go to another bar. This time now you can just walk. But here's the thing, and sometimes I think, well, you might see this, people don't understand the rules a little bit. Yeah. They'll just walk in with a cup, and you're like, nah, you know, you can't bring it, right?
I'm 100%. That. There's just the education piece. Yeah. But, you know, the more that it goes on, and I have, you know, maybe it's because we just opened the archive and I've seen it from a different lens, but I do feel like the more I have seen more and more people, and I think part of that is what we've been talking about, the arcade opening up, more people out and about.
You've been listening to Focus on Licking County on Buckeye Country 107.7. I'm News Director Dave Doney. I'd like to thank my broadcast partner, Joel Riley, and our special guest today, Mary Ann Christ and John Gilliam with the Downtown Newark Association. And as always, I'd like to thank you for listening. Have a great day.